Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Faman ya'mal mithqala dharratin khayran yara. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, money plays a very important role in a person's life. Money, paisa, plays a very important role in a person's life. He wakes up early in the morning and he leaves the house just to earn money. He makes his way to his job. If he gets an opportunity to do overtime, he will also take that opportunity. Why? Because of money. Even if he has to work at night and it's a night shift, he will do qurban of his sleep, the company of the wife, family, and he will take on the hours at night. He is prepared to travel out of the city to work, to be on the road for many, many hours. You'll find some people working in London every day, traveling, commuting, train. Go early in the morning, come back in the evening. Some people up north. For money, people do a lot of sacrifice. You'll find some people, I know of many of the professionals that have migrated to countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Gulf countries, and are working there. And they've done qurbani of everything. And they are now settled there for maybe a few years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, whatever. And so when it comes to money, people are prepared to do great sacrifice. We also see that in the world that we live in, different countries will have different currencies. In the UK, we have the pound. America mein jaye, you have the US dollars. Saudia, you have riyals. You have dirhams. You have rupees. And some currencies are stronger than other currencies. So if you take your pound to India, Pakistan, then you'll be laughing. Because the currency in UK, the pound is much, much stronger. And so basically what we see is that people work extremely hard to earn money, and there is nothing wrong with that. When you have money, life becomes a bit comfortable. And this is absolutely halal, there is nothing wrong with that. And just for safe keeping the money that you have, you are also required to open up a bank account. So you have your bank account, and you'll see that even the community is divided in different classes. You'll find some people that are middle class, some people who are rich, and some who are extremely rich. Alhamdulillah. And the people who are very, very rich, when you look into their background, they have done the right investment at the right time. And so business-minded people, what they do is they think that the money that I have, where am I going to invest? Which is the best avenue for me to invest in which I will have a lot of money? And so mashallah, you see a lot of people who had nothing, but they took that risk. And it is not the risk that comes from them, it is the risk that Allah has allocated for him. It is not the risk, but the risk, sustenance that Allah has allocated for him, that he came here with nothing and today he is a millionaire or whatever, mashallah, he has a lot of money. And so alhamdulillah, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his infinite mercy, is also wanting for the people of Iman to be business minded. That as Muslims, we should also be business minded. And we should also be intelligent to make sure that we invest in the right place. But the beauty of Islam, what is the beauty of Islam? The beauty of Islam is that it thinks about that individual long term. That how is it going to benefit him for a long time? And so the Quran takes it a step further and explains to humanity, one is the investment that you do in this world and the currency of this world, but that is short-lived. That is very short-lived. Islam says no. You are much greater than the currency of this world. So very beautifully, when we look into the verses of the Quran and how the Quran speaks to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman, hal adullukum ala tijara. Allah is saying, I want you people to do tijarat. I want the people of Iman to become business people. Tijaratin. Do tijarat. Tijarat means business. And it is the same word Allah is using. Do tijarat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this tijarat, this business is not short-term business. Is a business that will help you eternally. Think big. This is what Allah is saying. Think very big. And Allah is saying, this business that you do, tunjikum, it will save you min adabin alim, from a punishment that is very severe. From a punishment that is very, very severe. On one side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about tijarat, about business. And then this business is such, my respected brothers, that Allah is saying that it will save you from a punishment that is very severe. Azab, min azabin aleem. And so what is this investment? You see, my respected brothers and elders, There are a lot of conditions nowadays, especially when you want to open up a bank account. They ask you many questions. You need your proof where you are staying, who you are, your residence, your passport, whatever, your photo identity is required. Where have you been living? Where were you living before? All questions. And then you can open up a bank account. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the bank account of this dunya is nothing compared to the tijarat, the bank account that Allah wants you people to open up. And this bank account to open up, there is only two conditions. Allah is saying only two conditions. Tunjikum min adhabin aleem. Two conditions. Tu'minuna billahi wa rasulih. You have to bring iman upon Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you bring iman upon Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then now you have an account. So every Muslim, every mu'min has got a bank account. His account is open. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse of the Quran is telling us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah, O people of iman, fear Allah, wal tanzur. You know, see with your eyes, wal tanzur, zara dekho, wal tanzur, have a look. Nafsun, every soul must see, ma qaddamat, what has he invested, li ghadin, for tomorrow. What is today? What day is it today?
Friday.
The Quran is saying for tomorrow. Is the Quran speaking about Saturday? Sunday? No. Remember, the Quran is a book that is talking about eternal success. About eternal success. A success that is desired, a success that was intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you open up your bank account, and this is the best business you can do. So when you have this bank account that is open, when you bring iman upon Allah and His Rasul, even the money that is in your bank account of this dunya is of worth, is of value. But if you don't open up your bank account for the hereafter, and you don't recognize Allah and His Rasul, then everything that you do is only until you live in this dunya. Bas khatam. And what a beautiful message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look how you value money. People value money. People work so hard to earn money. And there is nothing wrong with that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah does not want you to be rich only for 60 years, for 70 years, for 80 years. You know, a person in this dunya is thinking, oh, you know what, alhamdulillah, I've got a house now. And if I can invest, I can get a property for my son who will get married. And then I can do an investment again and give all my children something so that they are successful. And there is nothing wrong in thinking like this. But the Quran is saying, rizq is from Allah. What is it? Rizq is from Allah. Don't panic and don't worry if you can't give anything of this dunya to your children, because they come with their own rizq. They come with their own rizq. But as parents, what is very important, and as individuals, is that have we invested in the hereafter? Have we invested in that business that when we die, that is the time we see the fruits of this account. Yesterday I was with my son and I was showing my son and my daughter, and we were doing a short talim explaining to them what happened in Argentina and what happened in South America and that part of the world, Brazil. So if you look at the history of Argentina, Brazil, there were a lot of Muslims that went there. A lot of Muslims in that part of the world had settled. But unfortunately, the people who went there and who settled, they could not pass on to the next generation the importance of deen, the importance of religion, the importance of faith. And it was all about money, business, whatever, different world. It's, you know, it's a lovely country. Eventually what happened is that the children whose father's names were Muhammad, Abdullah, Yusuf, now their names became like Jose, Rodriguez, Alfonso, all these names. You know, Spanish, Portuguese, Latin America names. And they would tell you that, you know, once upon a time, we remember that even our fathers would hear the adhan and they would worship at home. But we don't do that anymore. And this is a tragedy. So that is why Quran speaks this language, that don't be blinded by wealth, by that tijarat that will only give you success for 60, 70 years. Allah is saying, think of my tijarat. Because wealth I give. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. I give wealth. I give wealth, and this is my distribution to whom I will. However I want to give, Allah can give. Hamare paas kya tha? Kuch bhi nahi tha. Allah gave us everything, alhamdulillah. But Allah is saying, open up the bank account in the hereafter. And this will only happen if you understand the importance of tu'minuna billahi wa rasul. And so there was an interview taken in one of the Arab countries, and a person speaking in Arabic and saying that the Muslims that were there, a basic quiz just to test them. And in the public, he was walking around and he started meeting the youth, some young girls, very modern, because this is what happens. In a Muslim country where Muslims live, they feel as if we are caged. And they are dying to have this Western life, as if kuch hai, you know. And they want to be free. And they want to be so free. That man is saying to them, can you give me the name of that Nabi that came after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What is the question? Can you speak, please? Can you give me the name that came after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? I'm going to ask you. Did any prophet come after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How many people know this answer? Can you raise your hands? Please raise your hands high. Say alhamdulillah. 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 We live in this country, but we know the answer. Wallahi, they did not know the answer. Fashionable clothes, jeans, clothes, goryo ki tarah. Forgive me, I'm not trying to be racist, but you know how it is. And the youth that were there, same question. Wallahi ma'narif. Wallahi ma'narif. Wallah, I don't know. And then another question was put forward. I can show it to anybody. I've got it here. That a lady with a scarf was questioned, Can you tell me how many paras are there in the Quran? So can I ask you, how many paras are there in the Quran? Ji? Alhamdulillah. And you know what she said? 4 or 6, not more than that. And another man was questioned, and he said 60. Now, for you it might be strange, really it's not their fault, bichare. You know, Qabil Rahim, it could have been anybody. We are blessed. Thank your masjid. Thank your madrasa. Do shukr of the madrasa system. Thank your parents that have taken out time to teach you about Islam. Thank that muallim who works during the day and takes out time to teach your children. Thank the huffaz who are going to line up here in the month of Ramadan and are going to recite the Quran for you to listen. And I thank you as an imam for you to come to the masjid. I am extremely grateful. Extremely grateful. Wallahi, extremely grateful. The best day for me is Friday when I see an audience. The best day. Alhamdulillah. We have a responsibility. If we are not going to understand this investment, we are going to lose everything. Our success is not about becoming rich. Rich, look, wealth is the decree of Allah. Kya hai? Decree of Allah. You can work and Allah can make you wealthy. And you can work and work and you won't be wealthy. You'll only have whatever is sufficient for you. Dunya mein bade akalmand log aaye. But this tijarat which the Quran is saying, my respected brothers, the long-term business. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Your bank account will open up if you have iman upon Allah and His Rasul. Your children must understand this. Because if you haven't opened up a bank account, you die, there is no questioning. There is no such thing for you in the hereafter that your a'mal, your actions will be weighed. Nothing. That it's the end for you. Why? Because you had an account with Barclays. You had an account with NatWest. You had an account with Lloyds, or kya hai? You had an account with Umar Farooq, jaldi bolo. HSBC wale aage, my friend Umar, very business minded. MashaAllah. HSBC wale. But you did not open up an account. Tu'minuna billahi wa rasooli. How fortunate are we that we are of tu'minuna billahi wa rasooli. Say Alhamdulillah. That means everything is recorded and registered. Now, you may have in your pocket 10 pounds, 20 pounds, that is your local currency, it's in your pocket. Take it. Nowadays, you might have your cards and everything, you know, is cashless. So, whatever, but you've got money in your bank account. What is the currency that Allah is talking about? What is that currency? مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا وَهُمْ مِنْ فَزَعِي يَوْمَئِذٍ آمِنُونَ. Anybody who comes with hasana, very carefully listen my brothers, this currency is called hasana. What currency? Now you can remember pounds, you can remember rupees, you can remember riyals, you can remember anything, dirhams. But the one currency we are not to forget, it is called hasana. And what does hasana mean? Hasana means something that is beautiful. Kehte hain husn, husn, bahut khubsurat, hasana. Hasana means a beautiful deed, a deed that is beautiful. So that is your real currency, your good actions is your wealth and your money. You came, you prayed Isha, bank account slotted, registered, it's in your account. You prayed your sunnah, it's in your account. You prayed your witr, it's in your account. You read Surah Mulk, it's in your account. You read Surah Waqia, it's in your account. You asked Allah and you did tasbihat, it is in your account. All that is accounted for. Allah has put it in your account. Why? Because your account is open. You are a mu'min. There's only two conditions to open up an account in the hereafter. And I have my young friend, Hamza. Hamza, raise your hands. Just stand up for me for 1 minute. And this is the young man who opened up his account yesterday with me, alhamdulillah, at Masjid Umar. Hamza, yeah, sit down. Jazakallah. Handsome looking young man. And Hamza, you opened up your account yesterday by declaring there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is His final messenger. All of your past sins deleted like a baby. Everything what you do now is in your account. Subhanallah. Tu'minuna billahi wa rasulihi, my respected brothers. We don't understand that. And the best people who knew how to do business, the best people, that is what I want to talk about today and give you an example of the best people who are the best businessmen. Best businessmen. Baz kehte ho ji mehman log bade business wale hote hain Karachi ke. Mashallah. Ab to hamare, mashallah, please don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about them. I know everybody, mashallah, is a businessman. Baz log bolte hain na bhai. Baz log kehte hain Gujarat ke rehne wale Gujarati log ji bahut mashallah business minded hote hai, koi kehta hai Karachi, some people. But in reality, my respected brothers and elders, that business is nothing. The real business is this: your good deeds. Your good deeds is your real business. And Allah's Nabi trained Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in to be the best business-minded people, best of the best. And let me give you an example. How did Allah's Nabi train them? Hadith, which is in Sunan-e-Tirmizi. Please, mashallah, listen attentively. Give me a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. When you come to listen, bayan, give it the full package. Give it the full package. Karte yaani? Inshallah. Tirmizi Sharif. Anna rajulan. A man came. Ja'a ila nabi. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqala. And he said, Assalamu alaykum. What did he say? Assalamu alaykum. Look how Huzur alayhi salam made them business minded. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ashrun. And he spoke loudly to the companions and he said, 10. What did he say? 10. Thumma ja'a akhar. Then another person came. Faqala, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And he said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Faqala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 20. 20. What, 20 pounds? What? 20. Thumma ja'a akhar. And then a third person came. فَقَالَ أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُ. And he said, أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُ. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ 30. And the hadith ends here. How beautiful is that? Allah's Nabi is training His companions that be business minded in the hereafter. The first man only did what? Assalamu alaikum. What reward did he get? 10. But another person added something extra just by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, 20. And it's not 20, although in the hadith it comes 20, but the rule, the thumb rule is that when a person does one deed, minimum Allah gives him 10. It's multiplied by 10. From 10 to 700 minimum, but then only Allah knows how much reward Allah wants to give him. So from the minimum is 10. So from 10 to 700, Allah will give him the reward. But then Allah can give whatever he wants. How beautiful is that? Look how Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the ummah that this is how you should do business. One occasion, Allah's Nabi said to his companions, can you tell me who is a miser? Miser kisko kehte hai? Ji? Kanjus. Who is a miser? Who is a kanjus? Tight, you know, tight. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, the one who's got money doesn't give, doesn't part with money. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wrong. wrong. A miser in my ummah is that person when he hears my name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has no tawfiq to send durood upon me. He is miser. Allah. Look how Allah's Nabi is setting the minds of people. That don't waste time. This currency, hasana, is very important. Even when you hear my name, become a business-minded person and quickly say what? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And the best human beings, the best of the best. Look at the competition that is there between them. After the messengers, two people are the best from all human beings. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Amarana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an natasaddaqa. On one occasion Allah's Nabi said to us that we must give sadaqah and give in the path of Allah. Hazrat Umar was all prepared. So he is saying, his words are, فَقُلْتُ الْيَوْمَ أَسْبِكُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ, that today I am going to beat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. I'm going to pass him, you know, in this competition. He's always there giving a lot, but today. And why? He says, in سَبَقْتُهُ يَوْمٍ, if ever I could have beaten him, it is today I will beat him. And he says, why? He says, Alhamdulillah, at that time I had a good amount of wealth. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me that, Umar, you've come, mashallah, what have you given in the path of Allah? Allah's Nabi would do checking with his companions. Faji'tu bi nisfi mali. O Nabi of Allah, 50% of my wealth I have given to you. How many people in their lifetime can do this? 50% is in one sitting. 50% everything to you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a smile. Hazrat Umar says that I was hiding behind sitting, waiting for my friend to come. Because this time I wanted to beat him. The competition was in hasana. The competition was in good deeds. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ مَا أَبْقَيْتَ لِأَهْلِكَ. O Abu Bakr, what did you leave behind for your family? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, kya kehna, what a man he was. He says, O Nabi of Allah, أَبْقَيْتُ لَهُمْ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, I have brought 100% to you. In my house there is not even a pin left. Not even a pin left. The only thing left in my house is Allah and His Rasul. Hazrat Umar was crying. What was he doing? He was crying. He says, oh ho, Abu Bakr, no one can pass you. No one can surpass you. These were the people, my respected brothers and elders, who knew how to do investment. You and I, we think that, oh, you know, Sahaba were people who didn't have this, who didn't have this, who didn't have this. My respected brothers, Allah gave them the certificate of Jannah in this dunya for this business. In this dunya, Allah called them, radiyallahu anhum, for this business. Look at the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, this hadith is in Tirmizi. On the day of Qiyamah, Jannat has got many doors. Jannat has got many, many doors. And each door has been given a name. Each door has been given a name. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanting the ummah to be business-minded, so Allah's Nabi said to them, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّلَاةِ دُعْيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّلَاةِ. In my ummah, there are certain people who are lovers of salah. What are they? They love reading nawafil, salah, lovers of salah. They will enter Jannah from Babu Salah. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجِهَادِ. And the people who are from the people of jihad, دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الْجِهَادِ. They will enter from the door of jihad. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّدَقَةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّدَقَةِ. And there are people who want to give in the path of Allah, they will enter from the door of sadaqah. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصِّيَامِ. And there are people who love fasting. You know, some people fast all the time. Monday, Thursday, 3 days in the month, and all, every fasting they keep, nawafil. دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الرَّيَّانِ. And they will be called from a door that is called Rayyan. فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. Abu Bakr heard this. بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. Subhanallah. May my father and mother be a ransom to you. I'm sacrificing my mother and father. فَهَلْ يُدْعَى أَحَدٌ مِّن تِلْكَ الْأَبْوَابِ كُلِّهَا. O my Nabi, will there be a person in your ummah that can be called from every door of Jannah? May Allah bless Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. That means even you and I can have this opportunity that, mashallah, the more good deeds we do, the more doors will have access to enter from. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq says, is there a person in your ummah that will be called? So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, there will be people in my ummah. And then he gave basharat to Hazrat Abu Bakr. Wa arju an takuna minhum. And I am very hopeful, Abu Bakr, you are that person that every door of Jannah will call your name. Subhanallah. So my respected brothers and elders, even if you have 20 pounds in your bank account, don't worry. Smile. Because you have Iman. Because you have Allah. Because you have His Rasul. Because you are investing everything that you do. Your one Subhanallah, your one Durood is priceless. One Durood is priceless. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by this fresh grave, as if someone was just buried recently. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the companions and he said, I was not informed of this person who passed away here. The grave belongs to who? So they says, O Nabi of Allah, you know, it was late in the night and we didn't want to disturb you. This woman passed away and you know, this is the grave of Umme Mihjan. Umme Mihjan. Say Mihjan. Umme Mihjan. Who was Umme Mihjan? She was a woman who would sweep the masjid. Masjid Nabwi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would sweep. So Allah's Nabi says, Umme Mihjan, the one who was sweeping my masjid? Naam ya Rasulullah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on the grave. The companions were there. And he spoke to Umme Mihjan from the grave, standing up, and said, Umme Mihjan, your Nabi is asking you, which good deed did you find valuable in your grave? What did he say? Which good deed did you find valuable in your grave? Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam then was quiet. After that he said to the companions, Umme Mihjan spoke to me and she says, O Nabi of Allah, sweeping the masjid was the most valuable deed that Allah gave me, Jannatul Firdaus. Sweeping the masjid gave me Jannatul Firdaus. Can you imagine? This is an opportunity. This dunya is not a playground. This dunya is something that is very serious. We spend hours on Instagram. We spend hours on Snapchat. We spend hours on YouTube. Allahu Akbar. Precious time is being destroyed. When we could take this hasana, when we could have this hasana with us. My young friends, let us be intelligent. Let us be business-minded people. You know, you will have all the enjoyment in Jannah. This dunya is a bit of sacrifice. One buzrug, Siri Sakti Rahmatullah Ali, passed away. His janazah. Hazrat Abu Abdullah ibn Muawiyah says that Siri Sakti Rahmatullah Ali, when he passed away, we went to the janazah. He was a great wali of Allah. So Abu Abdullah ibn Muawiyah says, when we went to his janazah, after his janazah, that very first night, I saw Hazrat in my dream. So I said to him in my dream that how is the life in the hereafter? So he says, O Abu Abdullah, Allah has forgiven me. Not only did Allah forgive me, but Allah forgave every person who attended my janazah salah. Sometimes we have an opportunity to go for janazah, we don't go. Allah forgave every person who attended my janazah. And Hazrat Sirri Sakti Rahmatullah Alayh in the dream gave him a piece of paper as proof and said, read, in this paper are the names of all the people that prayed janazah for me. So he said, I became so anxious because I was in the janazah. So he says, you know, I'm reading the names, Brother Abdullah, Yusuf, Abdul Rahman, MashaAllah, Ibrahim, Saab. He says, I'm not bothered about anybody else, but what about my name? Where's Abu Abdullah ibn Muawiyah? And he started to sweat. He says, my name was not there. My name is not there. So in the dream, he's saying to the Buzrug, he says, Hazrat, how is this possible? I prayed janazah and my name is not here. So Hazrat says, how can that be possible? Give me the paper. So Hazrat looked at it properly. And there, right at the end, was his name. He says, look, you didn't read properly. There is your name. And he says, Alhamdulillah. And he woke up. Sometimes Allah will forgive you also when you read the janazah of a person, my respected brothers and elders. Allah, give us the tawfiq. This is the real investment, my respected brothers and elders. That is why I started off by telling you that money plays an important role in a person's life. But if you have got an investment in the hereafter, then this money of dunya is connected to the hereafter. Your Barclays bank is linked with the hereafter. Your bank of dunya is connected with the bank of akhirat. Why? This is the benefit of iman. The benefit of iman. The zakat you give. The sadaqat you give. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Just today, Hafiz Saab, you put this taqreer of Mufti Taqi Saab. Mufti Taqi Saab. And Mufti Taqi Saab was doing a bayan, you know, like this. And he had his bodyguard with a machine gun. So in the group, I said to somebody, ke bhai, can somebody be my bodyguard here also? You only get bodyguards in Pakistan. In Pakistan, you know, things are not as simple. So Mufti Taqi Saab is doing a bayan and he's got his bodyguards with a machine gun. All licensed, by nothing illegal, right? Alhamdulillah. Maulvi bhi to hushyar hote hai aajkal, mashallah. Hame koi kam na samjhe. So anyway, Mufti Taqi is saying that let me put one hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in front of you. Allah's Nabi is saying that I say there is greater virtue for you to assist your Muslim brother in his difficulty. I say there is greater reward for you in assisting your Muslim brother. Yani kisi Musalman ke dukh ko, a person, your brother who is in some kind of a pain, if you can remove that from him, it is better than doing 1 month's atikaf in Masjid Nabawi. Look at Allah's Nabi, how he explains that do your investment for the hereafter. Even smiling at your Muslim brother. I know of some people, you know, I'm here at this masjid. Main qasam khakar kehta hoon. Qasam khakar kehta hoon. I can tell you of some people, they don't want to even look on your right because they will see your imam and you have to make salam. They just walk in front. Bimari lagi hui hai. I say that with confidence sitting here. I've been the imam of this masjid in my whole life, totally, more than 30 years. Yahan nahi, main sari imamat ki baat kar raha hu. 23 to mujhe yahan hue. Main kaum ko janta hu. People who can't do salam. That if I look there, here, I will have to make salam. Look down. Main janta hoon, unke mumes, they think they are Sufis. You are not Sufis. You're foolish. A Sufi man does salam to the whole world. You become a Sufi having a pagri, topi, jabba, and you come in the masjid and you look down and ignore the world and you just think I'm a Sufi and I pray my zikr, fikr and I go out and subhanallah, main toh kuch hoon. No. Better than you is that person who comes in the masjid, looks around, assalamu alaikum. How are you, my brother? How are you, my brother? You okay? Alhamdulillah. Smile. How are you? A masjid is a place where you meet people, where you give comfort to people. Masjid is a... Allah's Nabi's masjid was what? Aisi mungi murdo ki masjid thi? You come and go? Allahu Akbar. The basics, salam, we don't do. We don't do salam. A sahabi would go to the bazaar, would not buy nothing. He says, why are you wasting time in the bazaar? Don't you know that Allah's Nabi said that the worst place to go is the bazaar? He said, yes. But I go for bazaar to do business. He said, what business? I go there to sell my salam. What do I do? I go there to sell my salam. All in the businesses in Medina Munawwara, traders were Muslims. So I go there every day. Salaam alaikum, salaam alaikum, salaam alaikum, assalamu alaikum, salaam alaikum. From our community, salam is dead. Salam is dead. We need to revive this sunnah. Make sure our masjid is a masjid where people enjoy. It's the people's masjid. It's a masjid that belongs to everybody. Khush rakhe, dua de, talk to people nicely. This is the sunnah. To remove one difficulty of your Muslim brother is better atikaf of 1 month in Masjid Nabwi. Mufti Taqi Shaykhul Hadith mentioned this hadith. Allah give us the tawfiq. And let me quickly end the hadith which is in the Sahihain of Bukhari and Muslim. There were two groups in amongst the Muhajirin of Sahaba. One was the rich group and one was the poor group. Muhajirin, one was the rich and one was the poor. Business minded people, all of them. The poor came to Huzur alayhi salam. Private meeting. Allah's Nabi, we want to have a private meeting. So who were they? Most of them were the fuqara, the poor people. Not a single rich muhajir could come in that meeting. Allah's Nabi, lahum duthurun, these people have got wealth, yatasaddaquna bimalihi. You know the advantage they have because they've got wealth. They give sadaqah, they give in the path of Allah. We haven't got wealth. We can't compete with them. Look at their language, look at their mind. We can't compete with them. Why? O Nabi of Allah, why? You know, we want to compete with them. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, come. You'll able to compete. He says, do me one favor. After your farz namaz, read subhanallah 33 times. How many times? Alhamdulillah 33 times. How many times? Allahu Akbar 33 times. And then you end, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Different narrations. And by reading this one tasbih, you are in the category of the rich muhajir who are giving sadaqah. So my brothers, are we going to read from today? If we are not reading. So 33 is very simple. 1, 2, 3. So all your tasbih and then just one finger extra. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah is how many times? 33. So 10 fingers, subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. And when you're at home, teach your children. Don't teach them like that. Practically show them and say, beta, look, subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. On the day of Qiyamah, this segment of your finger will be saved from Jahannam. This segment will be saved from Jahannam. This will be saved. On the day of Qiyamah, your fingers will speak out. What a ni'mah. What a ni'mah. And so anyway, the Muhajirin were very happy. So everybody now, they started doing this. And they says, you see, we are equals. Now when they were praying behind Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, some of the rich companions were clever. And they're saying, what are these people doing extra tasbihat? You know? What's this? What is it that we haven't heard they are doing? Business minded. And some of them were clever. They managed to, you know, leak the information and the information came. They said, They had a private meeting. And this is what Huzur Ali Salam says. Then the rich Sahaba says, we'll do it also. They started doing it also. Then when they realized everybody is equal, everybody is doing it, they came back to Allah's Nabi, say, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now they also are doing this. And Allah's Nabi said, otherwise this will go on until the day of Qiyamah. He says, you know what? How he ended this so beautifully. He said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. This is the mercy of Allah. Allah gives to whom He wills. He is the creator. He is the most wise. And He knows what He is doing. And He has allocated for everyone their portion. Bas. Alhamdulillah. If you have your intention, Allah will reward you. Allah give us all the tawfiq. My respected brothers and elders, the real investment is the investment of hasana. The month of Ramadan is coming. Alhamdulillah. This is the time for us to be really rich. The month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.